Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
And we're ready to go. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 5:16 to 19 says this. From now on, therefore, we regard nobody according to the flesh. Even though we regard regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him no longer like that. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, through whom Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, the big deal, the big story is this, that God was reconciling, bringing together the whole world to him, to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he entrusted us with this message of reconciliation. And so as we look around the room, we see very diverse people. As we look into the Bible, that's what the whole history of mankind is about. It's about God gathering up people that are very diverse, very different, full of sin, and back into his arms, back into him in unity and oneness with their God. All people of all time have that opportunity to follow Jesus. It was different in the Old Testament, but they were still following Jesus by faith. And so what we see in the Bible as the whole story unfolds is this. In Genesis 11, we see all people gathered together, and they thought they'd build a city and they'd do without God. So God said, no, we're not going to put up with that. You have already seen what happens when that happens with the flood. Now God's going to do something different. He said, no, I'm not going to finish with the world. I'm going to scatter you. So he scattered. He confused languages, gave everybody different language. You ever thought of that? How comes the world is full of different languages? Yeah. Well, it started with God. He gave different people different languages and scattered them over the earth. But with the intention of this, the intention was that wherever he scattered them to, that they would cultivate the land that they found themselves in and cultivate whatever they had. So that very different dresswear would come, very different foods would come, languages would come, very different normal ways of life would come. And one day they would all show the beauty of God in its diverse ways. That we would have arts and crafts that are very different, that we would have sports that are very different. And so it was God's idea to scatter us around the world. But then what we see in Acts 2 is God gathers us together again, where he joins us together in one spirit. He poured his spirit out. And everyone at that time heard what Peter was saying in their own language. He did that thing with language again that actually joins us together. Now, as the body of Christ, the Spirit of God upon us, rising up in us, makes us one people again. Not scattered anymore. We are the people of God. People from all tribes, tongues, and nations, joined by the Spirit. And that is what the church is. Once a scattered people of God, now gathered together, gathered to him. And then lastly, we see in Revelation 7 that God gives us a picture of God on the throne, Jesus on the throne, a glorious picture with every person from every tribe, tongue, and nation gathered round him, with each tribe and tongue bringing something good, something wonderful, something beautiful before the throne of God. And each one of us has a part to play in that. Each one of us is part of that glorious time when we're gathered together with God. This is where we're going, and that's what culture is all about. The bad stuff will get thrown, and the good stuff will be kept, and we'll be worshipping God forever and really enjoying each other for our different foods, clothes, and everything that culture, the arts, has to offer. And so that's where we find ourselves. We're in the middle of that now. And as we look at the cultures around the world, what we see is some very, very different cultures that are quite different from ours. I.e., did you know that burping in Taiwan is actually a sign of politeness? And the louder you burp, the more that you're going to bless the chef for what he does. Yeah, if you've got one, don't do it. Don't try it in here, okay? And then you read about Icelandic people. Now, who knows? That's a cold country. but actually, they're very relaxed about nudity. So you'll see nudity a lot in that country. And actually, ladies are allowed to walk down the high street topless if you want to, with no problem at all. It's actually, can you imagine that? It's accepted. Girls, it's minus 10 over there. Who would want to do that? Yeah. And then this one about food. Sardinians love something called casamaru cheese. Now, this cheese is made from flies that land on the cheese, right? And then they lay their eggs, and then the maggots chew their way into the cheese, right, until the cheese goes mushy. Then it's fully flavoured, okay? Now, that's when it's really ready to eat, okay? Now, some people take the maggots out and eat it, and some people don't. Diane's going to be ill over there. Honestly, it's a delicacy, Diane, right? But in some countries, they've actually banned it because the maggots can eat their way through your intestines. So, but there we go. So if you look up the different cultures and different things that are acceptable, I mean, some of it is amazing. But we have an array of different cultures that are in the room today, and we love it at the world that we celebrate that. We were called into being as a church to be multicultural. And so what we're going to do is hear some stories from people from different nations and just hear what they've got to say about the world, multicultural. And our first two up are Omni and Teresa. And Teresa's from Portugal and Omni's from... Did you forget? No, it begins with a C and it's in America somewhere.
Canada.
No. No, it's not that one anymore.
Colombia.
Oh, you knew that, Lloyd. Where is he? He's from Colombia. They got married. So can you imagine what it was like where two very different cultures got together? We're going to hear a bit about that right now. Big round of applause for these guys. Come on.
Good morning, Doel. I think all of us have been really blessed already this morning. I have been very blessed.
What a singer. A big round of applause for this sing. Come on. Who wants to hear
Glory be to Jesus. Woo! Amen. So, as Pastor just said, I'm from Portugal. My husband is from Colombia. We have been married for 20 years now. And... by Jesus' grace in the multicultural situations that come to our lives. It's not so different, the costumes from Colombia to Portugal, but there's a few things that sometimes can crash. First thing is the language. We don't talk the same language. I speak Portuguese, he speaks Spanish. Both of us can understand both languages and speak. But there is some words that can have another, even with the same words can have different meaning. And, well, it can, get you in trouble sometimes. Well, a good thing about the food, I love Colombian food. My husband has no problems with Portuguese food. It's very similar. So that's not a problem. But there's a few things maybe in the culture. For instance, sometimes the way as Portuguese people speaks can, for the others around that don't speak our language, can look like maybe we are fighting or speaking in a bad way with the other ones. And sometimes it can cause a bit of a problems in our communication. Even these days, I confess, sometimes I'm talking to my husband and he say, "Oh, why are you shouting?" And I said, "No, this is my way of talking." Because, yeah, so it can bring some problems sometimes, but, well, the Lord is with us to help. Yeah. I have a friend from Congo as well. He speaks very loud. Yeah. Okay, for instance, in Colombia, children are used to say, to answer to the adults, "Sí, señora, sí, señor," "Yes, Lord," "Yes, ma'am." In Portuguese, no, we are more relaxed. So, for instance, if my kids don't answer like that, my husband will call their attention. "Oh, what did you say? How did you answer? You forgot to say, 'Sí, señora, sí, señor.'" But for me, it's not usual in my culture, so I don't forget. And my husband sometimes tells, "Oh, why didn't you tell them to say like that? That's the way." And I say, "Okay, because for me it's normal not to say that." I say, "Mommy, daddy, well, it's different." So, well, that's the difference. In Colombia, when people arrive to your house, you always have something to offer, food, drink. "Oh, come and feel yourself at home." In Portugal, it's not so much like that. We are a bit more, I don't know, reserved. It's not like we don't like to share, but in our culture, it's not like that. But, well, I became used to it, and it's not a problem to me. If you go to my house, I always offer you a coffee, a tea. If we have food ready, you can eat with us. Well, it was not a problem for me, that. But there's another tricky thing that they used to do. And, well, for instance, when we are eating, it's normal for the husband in Colombia to take food out from the wife's plate and share it. But for me, it's not. I don't like it. So it's a bit of. Yeah, and sometimes the wife leaves a little bit for the husband at the end as well. But I'm not used to that, so. Yeah, but even with all these differences, the Lord has helped us in everything. And thank God we're still together with our 4 children. Sometimes it's not easy, but with the Lord, all things are possible. Amen. Amen. Oh. Even between different cultures.
Glory be to the Lord. Well, I believe that what it says in Book of Acts, chapter 17:26, "And he has made of one blood all nations of men, and all the face of the earth, order their times and limits on their lands." So we all become one blood. Amen. So thanks, I believe that thanks to the Lord Jesus, we have remained together. Firstly, was the Lord who appointed us to be together. That's a fact. She didn't like Colombians at the time, and I didn't go out to the streets, clubs, or anywhere to find her. The Lord brought her to my house, and through prayer. So I believe that the Lord appointed us, and He has helped us to go along the way. Yeah. Definitely, I would like to share just one or two things before not to go too long. There is something that we only overcome with Jesus. That is a fact. That's something that we only overcome with Jesus. One of my great achievement, I could say, for me to remain with Teresa is to become humble, because I was extremely proud, and her family is a little bit exigent for my point of view. But then the Lord, again, he twisted all these things out and helped me to remain humble. And over the years, we have been trying to work out this, but overcoming, and we're still there. So I definitely bless the Lord for Teresa. It's a different culture for me, even though there is no extreme differently, but it's different. And way to talk, way to behave. I tell you what, I married when I was 32 years. I was 32 years when I married her. I'm 52 now. Thank you. But 32 years. You might laugh at this, but in 32 years, I never used a pyjama to sleep.
Really? Oh, what a horrible picture. Oh. Did you have to do that?
No, we don't have to do it. But in Colombia, the South people, which is more South East, is much countryside. This vast regional oriental planice, they are country people. They don't use that. They don't really do that. They just take off the trousers, underpants, and go. That's it. And in the morning when they wake up, they just go and have a shower and go to work. So this... No. When they wake up...
When they go
to
work.
Yeah, when they wake up, shower.
Just check in.
That was good. They have a shower and so on. So I never use a pyjama. But with my wife... The first day we went honeymoon, she said, my husband, and he said, "You pyjama, new pyjamas." You all right? So I had to go along with pyjamas. Till today, every day, I use pyjamas, yeah? But I don't want to tell her a little bit, yeah? Because sometimes I forget that, and then she said, "Get up on the bed." Yeah, scoop, yeah. Things like that. So, you know, it seems to be nonsense. It seems to be easy. But actually, this in the long run damages a person. Right. So we're gonna leave it like that. We're gonna leave it there. But there is many other things. If you want to discover more of this, you're welcome to join the marriage course.
Come on.
Yeah? Because there is where we discover all this. Marriage course, and we discover a lot of secrets. We done 6 months marriage school, intensive, you know, marriage course and back in the years, and we discover a lot of things. Yeah. So today again, here we go. Pastor, God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Well done. Big round of applause. Come up, Lloyd. The other guys need to get ready. There we go. Come on, Lloyd.
Yeah, so I guess my culture would be, which flag? Is it there? Oh, it's right behind me. So I guess I've got a Jamaican background, but I was born here. Married to Denise, both Jamaican backgrounds and parentage. And I guess what, if I was to explain it in a way, the culture, I would say give it 3 S: fun, food, and fellowship. The thing is, it's a bit like the fun part is a bit, when we get together, it's kind of loud. Party, hello, and the atmosphere, you know, whether we're in our homes or whether we're in the park, it can be, and that can be a little bit overwhelming, and, you know, that's the nature of Jamaicans sometimes. They get together and, yeah, with their families, that's what it's all about. I think it's good to be loud sometimes and animated, as you often see me. It might be something to do with the rum, but yeah. And so some of the food, I guess, you know, rice and peas and chicken and jerk chicken. You know, some hard foods back in the day, the hard foods. Now, when I say hard foods, a lot of carbs, you know, and yam and banana. And the scientists were trying to work out how was Usain Bolt winning all those races and that. And he was just simply saying, yeah, it's yam, bun and banana and cheese. And they couldn't believe it still to this day, yeah. So, yeah, we they think we have an unfair advantage. And of course, the fellowship, we love celebrating music. Who doesn't like Bob Marley, reggae, all that kind of thing? I like a bit of soul because I came on the soul boy side of things, really. You know, so, but we celebrate that as well. So it's about fellowship. And with regards to how I connect this all together, the fun, the food and the fellowship, the way I connected with the well is simply this, is that we are a church family who are, you know, a fun-loving family. And, you know, we're also, the food that we eat here is the spiritual food, right? The Word of God. And that is our diet, our staple. But what I like also is that in our worship, in our praise, we're giving back all the honor and the praise to Him. So that's simply it. Fun, food and fellowship, worship. It's connected in our culture, Denise and I culture, and but we like the British culture because we get that in together, Cockney, East End, pie and mash, you know what I mean? We mix it all up together. and that's it. But this is one of the things I like about the well. We've got that ingredient of family. So I thank you guys for being my family, new family members, for getting to know me and allowing me to get to know you.
Come on.
Amen.
Well done. Come on. Come on. Over to you, mate.
There we go. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Yeah, so just for those that don't know, my name's Adam. You know, I was so inspired by what Teresa and Omni had to share, you know. So in my culture as well, when you talk to elders, you say ma and sa. That's a sign of respect to you. So, like, you know, and also, no, my culture goes on to the next level. So when you go to, as a guy, if you're going to greet the elders, you would prostrate. So I'm from Nigeria. So when you read the in the Bible, you see reference to people like basically lying down flat on the floor as a sign of reverence and respect. You do that to, what do you call it? Yeah, like that. Literally, I kid you not. This is our culture. So the guy does that. And then when the girl, when she goes to greet, she would greet with like kneel down, literally just kneel down, right? So that's like greeting culture. You know, I actually found this quite cool. When we would eat at dinner time, mom and dad would eat from the same plate. You know, and I felt that was very romantic, you know, like growing up being a romantic. I thought when I would look back, I'd think, oh, that's so sweet, you know, like they're so like one person eating, you know, that was really good. So on my way here today, you know, this is what I got. Because I was thinking, what am I going to say, to be honest? Because I like going off the cuff. This is what I got. So God is multicultural. He made a world that has many different cultures. In the book of Revelations, we are told that people from every tribe, tongue, and nation in heaven before the throne of God. Even in a country, you find different cities have different cultures. Down to the family, every individual has their own culture. If you look at Jacob's family, which is the foundation of the nation of Israel, we see different cultures. Jacob said of Judah, he is a very honorable person. And of Simeon, he was an angry person. All the brothers turned against Joseph, with some even wanting to kill him. So we should take heart about the situation between Russia and Ukraine and know that what one country means for evil, God will make it work out for good. We know that Jacob's family went on to become 12 tribes, later on 2 tribes, Israel and Judah, and they didn't always agree. So in this sense, we can say that every church is multicultural, even if everyone that attends it is from the same country. We know that we are truly multicultural when we love our neighbors as we love ourselves, as Jesus taught us. Yeah. So we must conclude that God loves diversity because he himself is diverse, because we are all an expression of him. So regardless of our culture and background, we are all able to perfectly express God. Amen.
Big round of applause. Come on. And being as he's touched on the Ukraine, it is important for us and that, because we're called to love everybody. But what God is doing with that, turning it around, more people are turning to Christ now because of that war than ever. And so God is using that, although we don't agree with that war at all. So here we go. Big man Adrian, here we go. Big round of applause, guys.
Good morning, the World Church. Let me see if I could get this right. Hambari za asubuhi. That's a greeting in Swahili. It says good morning. And bote is Lingali. It says hello. Buenos dias. Everyone knows buenos dias, isn't it? Sakafet. It's a greeting in St. Lucia. And Wagwan. Yeah, Jamaica. And where my parents are from, Grenada, it's good morning. Well, my background is kind of like similar to Lloyd's. Both my parents are from Grenada, and it's a lot of music, a lot of food, having fun, and the key thing is family, quality time with the family. So when my mom used to cook a meal, we all had to sit down in the same room, round a table, and eat together. Sundays, after we had eaten, we would go out and visit family members, aunties, uncles, cousins. And that was really installed in all of us. Up until this day, I encourage my kids to don't forget the family, don't forget your cousins, don't forget your grandma, your granddad. I mean, and then I met my wife, my wonderful wife from school, and it's true. My wonderful wife from school, and her background is Jamaica, and I remember the first time meeting my father-in-law. Oh, God rest his soul. You know, he was talking to me, and he had this strong Jamaican accent, and I didn't even know what he was saying. I was just saying, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he gave me a look as to say, who's this boy my daughter bring home? Like, everything he was saying, I was saying, yeah, because I couldn't understand him, you know? And he was the first encounter. That was the first encounter I had with someone from Jamaica. Though he came in the 60s, when I met him in the 80s, he hadn't changed. It was like he just came off the airplane, you know. You know, but thank God that, you know, through my time going there and speaking to him and developing that relationship and getting to know him, I started to understand and to make out what he was saying. You know, he was a very loving father. He loved all his kids, right? He saw me as his own flesh and blood, you know. He loved his food. He loved his drink. Made me drunk quite a few times. but, you know, he was the sort of person, he kind of like, if he offered you something and you refused, he would be offended. So that's my excuse for getting drunk, actually. I didn't refuse. But what I'm trying to say, what I want to say is that coming to this church and seeing, like, the different cultures that's here, you know, I see that this church is on a journey in becoming what we read in Revelation 7:9. where there would be, you know, people from every nation, every language, you know, different cultures, all together worshiping our God. Because the thing that would bring us all together is Jesus Christ. Everyone would love the same God. We love Jesus. And everyone would just, oh God, just come together and just truly love and love each other. Because we wouldn't be seeing Jamaican, Grenadian, Irish, whatever. We'll be seeing my brother, my sister, my brother, my sister. We're all going to be united, you know. And that's one thing I like about this church and the multicultural. And I'm happy to be part of it. And I just give God all the glory and all the praise for bringing us together. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Well done, mate. Watch this space there. Come on. And oh, my word. Oh, my word. Elvis Presley has left the building. No, it's not. It's not Elvis. It's not. So, over to you, Linda. How do you say good morning or hello in your lot then, up Liverpool, Scouse land? It's got a whack in it, hasn't it? Eyork whack. No, Eyork Yorkshire.
All right, lad.
Right, so I'm not from Liverpool, but I do love the culture and the fashion, as you can see. But no, I'm from London. I'm a Cockney, grew up in London. And yeah, you know what? I just love this country. Growing up in this country, there was never one culture that we ever saw. We saw so many different cultures growing up, African, Caribbean, Indian, Asian, you name it. And it is a great thing. But you know what? The one thing that we all have in common as different cultures, we have laughter. And when I think of today's Multicultural Day, it is a reflection for me on God's laughter, God's joy. God meant for us to enjoy our life and not just to endure it. He formed our bodies in a way that illustrates that truth. And God's word is clear. Enjoying your life will lead to a healthier life. And the Bible teaches this in Proverbs 17. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up bones. In other words, he who laughs last. Now, science is finally beginning to catch up on it. Studies prove that when you laugh, it's a great sign that you're enjoying your life. Your number of T cells and your immunity to illnesses go up. And you know what? Humour is God's gift to us. I'm not being funny. When I thought of multicultural this year, I'm going all out. And I thought, what? How can I embrace the British culture today? Do I come in a top hat and bow tie? Nah, give me some polyester, mate. Yeah, a little medallion, tash, afro. You know, some of you are jealous of this, by the way. This is like, you know. But accept the gift. Humour is God's gift to us, and we have to accept that. The Bible says in Matthew 11, the Son of Man came enjoying life. Now, while Jesus was probably the most intensive, ministry-orientated person who ever lived, he also lived life to the fullest and loved life with every fibre of his being. And for him, this was no contradiction. So that means that if one of our great purposes of our life is to become more like Jesus, and it is, then we can't fulfill God's purpose unless we know how to enjoy life, unless we know how to laugh like he did. And to enjoy life to the fullest, we need to do things like this today. We need to celebrate and embrace different cultures. We need to laugh. Like, you know, I'll be honest, like, Adrian, I related to you. Like, where's Barry? Barry, I love you, man. Barry is proper Jamaican. Like, we know how Adrian feels. And I remember the first time I met Barry, I was the same as Adrian. I was like, yeah. What's he saying? You know what I mean? But over time, like, we learn to love it. But that's the truth. Like, that's what I love about multicultural. The one thing that me and Barry can do and we can understand is that we can laugh together. And that's the beauty of it. And we can't fulfill God's purpose. Oh, sorry. Wait, where are we? As we embrace and celebrate our different cultures and nationalities around the world, we need activities like this to recreate us. We learn from different cultures. We learn from each other. And laughter is one of the most important ways that we recreate ourselves on a regular basis. We all need laughter throughout our day, and God made us in his image. And the Bible even says that God laughs. In fact, God always gets the last laugh in Genesis 21. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. Job 8, verse 21. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting. And my favorite one, Psalms 2, 4. The one enthroned in the heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. We get hung up while we're here on earth on little things. We get hung up on so many things. We get religious. We get stuck in a rut. We get that just so attitude. And the Bible describes that God is a God who laughs in heaven. And he is a God who has fun. He is a God who has a sense of humor. I mean, he created me. And here at the Well, God wants us to have fun and he wants us to enjoy life. And in our church, he wants us to have fun and laugh on a Sunday morning. In our home groups, he wants us to laugh and have fun there. We'd certainly do in our one, don't we, lad? Yeah. In our children and in our youth, we love to laugh and we love to have fun. And that's what we're about as a church. And when our youth go to New Day and meet different other churches and other cultures, they will all be laughing and having fun there. But to be an emotionally balanced person in life, we need to take God very seriously, but not take ourselves too seriously. We need to learn to laugh at our limitations because we will have plenty of them. We'll need to enjoy life through more than just our good times. Though, in fact, if you only enjoy your life when all your problems are solved, you're never going to enjoy life because all of your problems will never be solved at the same time. It's likely that we're going to go through some tough times together this year. But we should commit today to enjoying life, having fun, the life that God gives us this year. We need to laugh, we need to play, we need to pray, hope and have fun. And then when we do that, get ready to live a happier and healthier life. Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Well done, Sam. Well done, Sam. Almost there, guys. I know we've run over a little bit. But I just want to say hello to Haresh and Hamitha in India. I think they're up on the screen. And we're just now going to... Haresh wants to pray over us as a church. So I don't know if we've got the little video he's done. Go for it.
Our Well Church family, this is Pastor Haresh Nag and family from India. It is such a joy to be a part of the Well Church. I along with other few brothers who do ministry here in India as a team. And we thank our dear Pastor Clive for his encouragement and his prayers for us and the ministry in India. On this special day, let me pray for you all in my Indian language. Let's pray. Prabhu tumar dhanyavad kurachu esundar shobham pai pita tumi anugraha kala daya kala ଏହି ସୁନ୍ଦର ସମୟରେ ତୁମେ ଆମ ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ତୁମର ଉପସ୍ଥିତ ଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ଲାଗି ତୁମକୁ ଧନ୍ୟବାଦ କରୁଛୁ ବିଶେଷ କରି ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା କରୁଛୁ ପିତା ଆଜିର ଏହି ସ୍ପେଶାଲ ଦିନ ପାଇଁ ମଲ୍ଟି କଲଚର ସର୍ଭିସ ପାଇଁ ପ୍ରଭୁ ତୁମର ହସ୍ତ ସମର୍ପିତ କରୁଛୁ କେତେ ଜଣ ଏଠାରେ ଉପସ୍ଥିତ ଅଛନ୍ତି ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ତୁମେ ଆଶୀର୍ବାଦ କର ପାଳକ କ୍ଲାଇଭ ଏବଂ ତାଙ୍କର ଫ୍ୟାମିଲିକୁ ତୁମର ହସ୍ତ ଦେଉଛୁ ତୁମେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ଆଶୀର୍ବାଦ କର ଯେତେ ଜଣ ଆଜିର ଉପାସନାରେ ଅଛନ୍ତି ଆରାଧନାରେ ଆସିଛନ୍ତି ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ତୁମେ ଆଶୀର୍ବାଦ କର ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା ଶୁଣିଲ ବୋଲି ଧନ୍ୟବାଦ ଦେ ଏହି ପ୍ରାର୍ଥନା ତୁମର ପ୍ରିୟ ପୁତ୍ର ଯୀଶୁ ଖ୍ରୀଷ୍ଟଙ୍କ ନାମରେ ମାଗୁଛୁ ଆମେନ୍ ଥ୍ୟାଙ୍କ ୟୁ ଏଭ୍ରିୱାନ୍ ମେ ଗଡ୍ ବ୍ଲେସ୍ ୟୁ ଅଲ୍ ହାଭ୍ ଏ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ଡେ
ଲେଟ୍ସ ଗିଭ୍ ଦେମ୍ ଅ ରାଉଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଆପ୍ଲୋଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡିଆ ଦେ ୱାଚିଂ I had a great time with the guys yesterday. There's about five pastors that we gather together and they allow me to teach them a little bit. And we just have fun with it. So praise the Lord.